WAFU.
Good morning, KE8RUH.
Good morning, what's shaking?
Not much, just getting to the traffic-y part of my drive. Running a few minutes behind, actually.
Hey, there you go. I'm a little ahead of schedule. I think I'm going to stop at Big Apple Bagels and get myself a breakfast sandwich. They make the bestest.
Still haven't been to Eastside Bagel. I can tell if you're saying that Big Apple's the best.
WERCY, good morning. Good morning. You have to remind me where Eastside Bagel is. I'm not familiar with that. Go ahead, Donald.
Good morning, gentlemen. I finally got all the demolition work portion of my dental work taken care of. 7 extractions taken care of over the course of the last 2 weeks. No more gauze in my mouth, and I feel like $1 million. The only problem is you guys are talking bagels, and I can't eat solid food for a week.
7 extractions. Wow. That's, must have been pretty traumatic in your mouth. Sean, Eastside Bagel is on Harper, west side of Harper, between 9 Mile and Old 8 Mile. So, it's south of that Kroger, south of Wally's Custard, if that gives you any ideas of where it's at, across the street from the bulk food store.
Yeah, I kind of know the area, but not really well enough to, none of the landmarks are ringing a bell. But, I went to that other place, what's the name of it, the donut place that sells the unusual donuts. Those look pretty awesome. I just can't have them. I mean, those things would put me in a sugar, dilemma. I did, I got a blueberry one, and I had a couple of bites. And then I got, three of the fancy chocolate ones, there was a chocolate, and there was a turtle, and there was a something cheesecake, and I got those for my wife, and she liked them. But and that's, I think, in that general vicinity. So it'd be south of Charlie's, north of the car wash, I guess, when it comes back around. And 7 extractions. I had no idea what you were having done, but boy, that's a few. I take it next stage is bridges or crowns or something. Not crowns, but bridges or something. Otherwise, you're going to have a hell of a time even when you get better with solid food. I got one missing in just the wrong spot, and it challenges me all the time. 7's got to be a real bear to to eat with. But what's next?
It's not really hard. Again, the lifesaver was the person who recommended Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's the only way I'm getting protein and stuff into my stomach. So that person, my hat's off to them. Next is cavities and crowns will be worked on. The reason why we just finished up with all the extractions yesterday was the fact that instead of doing 2, 2, and 3, we just decided to do 2 and then just take out the other 5 all in one shot yesterday. And I'm perfectly fine. I mean, I can go to work. I'm in no pain, no nothing, no discomfort. I am truly fortunate to have the dentist I have. But, it's going to be a lot of restoration and stuff. I'm not going to have $1 million smile when it's all done, but it's going to be all, cleaned up and everything. Yeah, and that bagel place, when Anthony mentioned there by Wally's frozen custard, yeah, I knew exactly where the place was. because I couldn't think of it. Then he mentioned Wally's, and ding, the light went off. Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, Sean, you're right on. It is south of Charlie's, and it would be north of the car wash. It's in a plaza right by a 7-Eleven. It's you'll enjoy it if you check it out one day. Definitely would try it out. And Donald, boy, I'm glad that you are not in pain, because that is quite a bit of work in your mouth. So thank your lucky stars that it is just working out for you, because that could be probably the total opposite. And I can't imagine that what you're doing is cheap. So hopefully you have some good insurance and worked out a good deal with the dentist so that you're not going to be financially crippled by this.
Yeah, that's the truth. I've got good insurance, but there's limits. We got two plans we can pick from, and one of them is got $1,000 per year, which, hell, you can hardly do anything, and you chewed that up. The other one's got, it was unlimited, which was incredible, but they made some changes. Now it's $5,000. So I'm on that one now, and so I can get $5,000 worth of work done per year at a pretty low out-of-pocket. So that's enough to get me squared away. I do got to get in, though. I'm just such a child when it comes to dental work, you know, and I just can't take it. So I've been reluctant to go in. I've got definite problems. I don't know if I might need one more extraction. I'm not sure. I think I've had two extractions. I'm missing two teeth, but one of them is just in a weird spot where it's like right where you want to chew. And so I'm always chewing on the other side where I think I got a problem as well. So I don't know. I guess they could put in a fake one, whatever the hell they call that, a bridge or a implant or something like that. I just don't know what my insurance covers or doesn't cover as far as that goes. So but I remember when I had my last extraction, it was agony until they pulled it. Once they pulled it, I was great. You know, I didn't have any problem after that. You know, a little discomfort with, you know, the gauze packing and that stuff, but really once that was under control, I felt fantastic. So it was everything leading up to the extraction that was just horrible. They give me Vicodin after the extraction. I'm like, I don't need it now. Donald.
Well, like Anthony says, the first key thing is insurance. So that was the main thing. And like with my insurance company that I have now, which is Humana, I don't know if Anthony knows this, like I've mentioned it, but I've had eye surgery last year for cataracts. I used to wear glasses for 25 years, and my insurance covered all the cataract surgery and everything, but instead of having clear lenses put in and continue to wear glasses, I paid $500 out of pocket to have monofocal lenses put in. Not like a stereo lens, but it's like my left eye is focused for distance. No, excuse me, my left eye is focused for reading and my right eye is focused for distance. And I have to have little cards with me in case I get pulled over, because my driver's license says corrective lenses, and I go, nope, not anymore. I got these little cards that I've had implants put in. But once I realized my insurance covered that, then I started working on my dental that has been neglected. And, it started a little while ago, and I had a couple of teeth break off. And when two broke off in a row, I said, okay, let's go in and just do all this and get it taken care of. The hard part is that they were all towards the back, and I mean all the way in the back, and they're working from the back to the front, so it doesn't look like I'm really missing any teeth as I talk. But, The biggest thing, is, like I said, was my insurance, and that's the reason why I'm getting it all done now, and I'm not getting any younger.
Well, it's good to have it done and not be in pain is the most important part. Like Sean said, it's the pain that got you into the office is the hard part.
Well, I'll say this real quick. When happened in the last few weeks or like just prior to my birthday in late September there, one set of teeth broke on one side, and it was painless, and then one went on the opposite side, and that one went, and I said, okay, I got to do something about this, because this thing is massively disintegrating, and a long story short, and that's what started all of this. Sean, go ahead, I'm sorry to jump in.
I think the reason I don't remember the second one or the first one I had out is it was a wisdom tooth anyhow, which I never had any problem with. They came in just fine, and one lost one of them, so big deal, big, you know, shrug. But the other one was a second or third one forward, one of the big molars in the bottom on the left, and so it's a big hole right where I chew. Anyhow, that one cracked, and it all really depends if they crack. It all depends on whether there's an exposed nerve or not. If there's an exposed nerve, oh, man, I was in agony. I mean, I just was doubled over with my hands and my head and my hands, and just kind of just, and I couldn't, I called, and I said, you got to get me in. I can't take this, and they got me in the next day, but, I mean, until that appointment, oh, my God, it was just agony. And then once he got it out, he's like, he prescribed the Vicodin, and I'm like, I don't need it now. I feel great. So, but, yeah, what are you going to do? Anywho, look at that truck, pickup truck with a cap. It says 4x4 pickup truck. It's got bars and everything. It says Michigan Court Officer with the Michigan State seal all over it. Does it even have... Doesn't look like state plates. Imposter. Who gets it next? I think Donald was in the regular rotation.
Those are make-believe officers. They're bounty hunters.
Ah, Dakota, good morning. I'll let you go ahead.
No worries, guys. Just jumping in rotation here. I just got my caffeine back in the truck. I am dragging. I thought today was Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Good morning, everyone. Go ahead, Donald.
Okay. Well, now that we've discussed all my gruesome dental work and how I'm surviving it quite well, except for, like I said, it hasn't even been 24 hours. It's only been 20 hours since I've been out of the chair. So, yeah, no solid foods, maybe by Saturday. It was after the first round that I did. I did go to breakfast on Saturday, and that's when Sean was off sick. And I ate a super soft omelet, and I survived that. So, yeah, no solids, tropical fruit smoothies, and that's about it for now until probably the weekend. And then, thankfully, all the rebuilding and all the reconstruction. So, that's it on my end. Let Dakota jump in, then Sean, and then back to Anthony, and then me.
I caught the tail end of the dental conversation when I jumped in the truck this morning, and it reminded me that I really need to, I think come November, I might get dental. I have not gone in years. I just never fortunately needed to, but I think I need to go get checked out, make sure everything's still good like it was. So I think come November, open enrollment, I'm going to get dental again. Maybe even vision. I might get crazy.
There you go. Hey, Dakota, I got that scope is coming tomorrow. I'll do a little reading online and check it out and all that stuff. But, I don't want to hold up the guy's radio any longer than necessary. So if I have to drive out to your place, I'll do that to have you look at it. I just want to be absolutely certain it's, you know, because, you know, it seems like too good a deal to be true. Although, I saw that if you are active LEO or military, they give a quite a significant discount. And so if he got the discount, and then if you take into account I'm selling the radio really cheap, they're a lot closer than it seems. But still, I'm you know, especially since what I got into the radio, I'm getting a smoking hot deal, no question. But still, you know, I just want to check the thing out, make sure it's legit. Anthony?
Yeah, Sean, like you said, if he got a discount because of his employer, and then you got to take into consideration that he may have a need for the radio that you were selling, it starts to become more on the level. So I wouldn't discount it, that's for sure. But this will probably be my last go-around, guys. I'm about to pull into the driveway at work, so I will catch up with you. Everybody have a great day, and hopefully I'll catch up with you tomorrow. This is KE8RUH.
Hey, Anthony, have a great day. It is Prince Spaghetti Day, so that's an easy way to remember it for sure what day of the week it is. But, I don't know what Sean and Dakota were talking about there with Schultz and stuff, so I don't know what that part of the conversation is. But, you were talking about the one vehicle that said it was some kind of enforcement officer or something like that. Wannabes, yeah, they're still around. They'll always be around. For sure. Coda, go ahead, sir.
Without seeing it, I could be wrong, but based on Sean's description and how extra it was, it's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. If you've ever watched that show, which I think that dude's in prison now, that's basically what those guys are. They get court orders for warrants, and they try to grab people off the street, and they get a bounty. And, yeah, Sean, whatever you need, man, I'm here. I'll take a look at it. I can meet you at the office, or if you want to this weekend run out to me, or you said you want to get that radio out to him. So here's the thing with EOTech. My buddy's DeLeo, and his department got sent a handful of optics, and they're like, try these out, see if you like them. Well, duh, they like them. So then what EOTech did was, like, you can keep them at a discounted rate. We'll sell them to you at, like, 30% cost or something like that. So being that they're a Michigan-based company, I don't know what the guy's background is, but it's not uncommon for example, my buddy's, I think he's got a, XP-something, XP-3. It's the lower holographic. He got it for like $400, and it's like a $600 optic, so it's very likely that's what the case is. Either way, awesome piece of glass, and you're making out like a bandit.
I think Sean may have gone inside for coffee or a bagel. Hi, Megan. Give me a second here.
Go ahead, Sean. I think that was you.
I love my tough book. I'm having some issues with it, getting things set up and programmed. I probably won't get any radio work done or computer work done until after the first of the year because this is a project. All my dental work is going to be going on until the end of the year. I'm past the rough part of it, the demolition and destruction of all the bad stuff that's done, that was done as of yesterday. That's what the part you missed out on. But I'll be getting in touch with you after the first of the year about getting maybe some updates, Windows 11 put in and stuff like that. But that's, like I say, 3 months down the road. So, and I got to talk to Wally about getting my radios updated again. I'll get it all done after the first of the year. I'm just trying to map things out and come up with ideas and so on and so forth. So I'm pretty much kind of written off with what I'm going to do between now and the end of the year with all this dental work that I have, the time I have to take for the dental work. And, it's like one week after another. It was something being done every week. I've only missed 1 week because I had a race to do last weekend. So, and I wanted to be pain-free for that. So, see if Sean's back.
I don't think he's at the office yet. That would be early. Maybe he's inside and he's on his phone and he's trying to get coffee and need a street.
Am I making it from here?
Yeah, I heard you leaving your comment that said you were, like, in line or something, and that's why I jumped back in.
All right, no, I was listening. I have to jump out and grab something. But anyhow, yeah, Dakota, I'll take a look. If I have any doubts at all or if there's any concerns, I'll get a hold of you, and we'll meet up one way. It's coming. It's supposed to be coming tomorrow between 10 and noon. So as soon as I get word it's there, I'm going to see if I can bug out and grab it. So it might be tomorrow. I might be able to catch you end of the day.
Just keep me updated. I'll see what I can do to make sure. I know Thursday I got to be out at hard 4. My wife's working, so I got childcare. But if it's earlier in the day, I can definitely hook up with you somewhere.
Wait, you said Thursday, you're going to be out early?
Yeah, as in I got to be 4 o'clock, by 4 o'clock heading home to relieve my father-in-law.
Oh, I think it'd be long before that. Like I said, it's coming tomorrow between 10 and 12. So assuming that their window is accurate, I might make it a point to get it, and then I could have it up in your neck of the woods, you know, with plenty of time. But you would have to meet me in the parking lot or something.
I could do that. Just let me know.
Okie doke. All right, I'm gonna slip back in here and grab my stuff. I think it's about ready. I'll be back out in 1 minute. W8FU.
A8RUH. Back in the office. I'll hop back in the rotation when it's my turn.
I'm going to pass on this one. Anthony, go ahead if you have something to add now that you're back on air.
I don't know what exactly you guys are talking about since I walked away, but I got two things for Dakota real quick. One, Dakota, I contacted Sims about those waiters, and they're either going to cover them or they will repair the stocking foot for $60. So I just got to get them out to them. But they take 6 to 8 weeks to get them back, so I'm in quite the conundrum of what to do, if I should send them back now and maybe have to get a backup pair for the interim if I get back up and fish or need them for any reason, or if I should just wait. And then the other thing is how was you got that deer the other night? How'd that go? I'll throw it over to you, Dakota.
I've been in this conundrum before, and I have ended up just buying a new pair of good waders and running those, and then my waders that weren't so good or needed to be fixed, I can't remember what I did with them, and those ended up becoming my backup waders. So with that being said, depending on how many times you plan on hunting the rest of the season, fishing, my bad, one track mind, that's what I would base the decision off of. If you plan on getting a couple more trips in, I'd probably just buy another set of good waders and then ship those in and run them as backups. If you don't, I'd just maybe get a little wet for the rest of the year and then ship them in at the end of it. But yeah, sucks, man. You don't realize how important waders are until your foot's wet. And the deer, I was less than an hour, man. I sat down and easy peasy, just watched her walk in on a line, 37-yard shot, watched her fall in the field, walked up to her, cleaned her, went and got the truck, drove up, put her in the truck, drove her to the processor. So I called it the Make-A-Wish hunt. I was wearing extra tough boots. I was there for less than an hour. It's like a freezer full, so it went well.
How much does it cost to process a deer now? I haven't done it in about 8 years. I think it was the last time I actually did it during hunting season, helping a guy out because his partner, business partner, passed away suddenly and he needed some help. But as a former meat cutter, I used to do it all the time, but I don't even know how much they charge now.
And I'm back. Most places are like $1.50 butcher cut and then a la carte items. So I got 5 pounds of hot Italian sausage made. That was $22.50. So this beer will be $173. $172.50 to be exact. Cash only. Go ahead, Sean.
How big was Bambi?
Bambi was no giant. She was about a two-year-old doe. She already had her her fawns, so old enough to take, tasty enough to eat. Those are absolutely delicious. I was able to throw her in the truck by myself, but I've also put a 200-pound 10-point in the truck by myself, so I don't think that's a fair gauge. But she was not giant by any means, but I'm under very strict instruction of the landowner to anything that doesn't have spots or antlers dies.
Well, that's awesome, Dakota. It's good to have that monkey off your back, and you'll be able to enjoy the rest of the season and be a little bit more picky going forward. And, yeah, I think I'm going to send those waiters out today, tomorrow, and then if I do get to make another trip, I'll just buy a pair the Thursday before I go up or whatever and get the process going so I know I have them for the spring, or I have two pairs for the spring. So over to you, Donald. I'm going to just be listening from here on out. I'll jump in if something comes up that's important that I want to hop in on, but I got to get to work. I got a bunch of stuff to do. So I will, again, catch up with you gentlemen later. This is KERUH.
Okay. Well, again, it's you have a great day at the office. Don't work too hard, and make the best of it for sure. Me, I'm gonna probably wrap up too. I finally got some sleep last night. I gotta do some house cleaning. I didn't get done, in the last couple of days. So, but getting back to the normal grind of not having stuff in my mouth and trying to talk on the radio. I was doing some Discord stuff yesterday, mentioning the fact that if I tried to talk on the radio, nobody would know who it was. That's for sure. But if I got on the radio and started sounding like Jack, then I'd be in trouble for sure. All right, I'm going to check out as well. Sean, you have a great day. Let me know when I can order a bobblehead. Dakota, have a great day as well. Everybody take care. W8RCY.
Yeah, that AI stuff. John is playing around with AI. He made a bobblehead of me. He put it in, posted it in one of the Discord groups. Like, oy, oy, oy. It was after I commented on some other stuff he did. I said, boy, AI is scary. Then he posted this bobblehead of me. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyhow, okay, so you're calling. I get it. But it sounds like a good size, for good fit cuts. But I don't know if you're looking for a trophy or anything. But it sounds like you're doing some calling. Gotcha. NADDF. All right, Anthony Donald, have a good day, guys. I don't know. I'm not much of a sport hunter anymore, I should say. Shot two deer my whole life, two bucks my whole life, shot an 8-point and a 10-point. And I just don't really care to shoot them. Can't eat the antlers, they don't taste as good, and there's not as many of them, and you need those to impregnate all the damn does. So I've always been the guy that gets brought in to clean up the herd, and I have no problem doing that because I like eating them. He told me after I sent him the picture of that one, he goes, you got about 12 more you need to take out this season. So we're gonna hammer them. So if you know anyone that likes venison or wants some venison, we're going to be looking for places to get rid of these deer. And only complaint I had about that crossbow, I had to order a new scope. It'll be here today. I missed one last Friday because I couldn't see out of the damn thing. And then
Had a hard time seeing this one. Fortunately, she came in earlier. You know, you'd think for the money I spent on this crossbow setup, they would give you a better piece of glass, but it came in a generic white box. You know, it's just some OEM crap from China, and they put their logo on it, and that's the, you know, the ready-to-hunt package, which that's how they all come. They don't really sell crossbows without scopes, and I knew that going into it. I just was too cheap to buy a better scope, and I finally, after missing a deer and shooting a $40 bolt into the woods, I realized that I should have just bought the scope.
Right. So, are you, what, is this a, you know, a farmer field or just, I'm guessing the guy, since he needs the culling and such a population, it's probably a farm, right?
It once was a farm, so it's swamp, timber, and hay field, 60 acres surrounded by corn and more swamp, and my buddy purchased it, as a hunting property, essentially. So he's building a barn dominium on it and doing a lot of work to the land, and we're really trying to clean up the herd so he can go up there with his family and they can, you know, shoot nice 8-10 point bucks and not have to worry about, you know, 30-to-1 doe ratio. So that's why I'm up there doing that, which, like I said, I'm fine with it. The last 2 or 3 years, that's all I've really done is clean up herds. And it sounds sadistic. I enjoy it, so it doesn't bother me.
Roger. No, I was just more wondering. I always like getting the, you know, I haven't deer hunted in a while, just circumstances, really. But it's always nice getting them ones that corn fed. Get some big 200-pounder, you know, it's been eating really well in the cornfields. Tastes like beef.
There's so much truth to that, too. It's not even funny. I've eaten deer from, you know, my buddies have shot up north, and I've eaten deer that I've shot down here, and it's night and day, and I can't imagine how good Ohio and Indiana deer taste.
Over to UMP for the final approach here, but yeah, big difference. I used to hunt up north, Rose City, Calkaska, actually between Travis and Calkaska, and you know, Algiers, you know, all that, you know, they got that real gamey taste, you know, eating acorns and pine cones and stuff or whatever it is they eat there, poplars. They're great, and they're, you know, they're gamey, right? And then took a few from Hillsdale down in, you know, the farm country. Oh, my God. No difference. They were just big and healthy, and the racks were really symmetrical, and the, you know, they're just good eating. So, well. Anyhow, I am just pulling up here. I'm going to park and get inside. You enjoy your day, and I'll keep you posted on the EO tech when that gets in. And I'm sure it's fine. The guy's willing to box and ship it up to me and let me completely inspect it before shipping. You know, he wouldn't do that if there was anything weird with it. We'll catch you after yours, W8FU.
I'm curious if that thing's even going to have marks on it from the scope. That's one more thing, real quick. Does it come with a scope base, a one piece?
I do not believe so. I wouldn't expect it. I know it's 30-millimeter tube, so I think it'll match what I got on the rifle I'm going to put it on. So we'll see. But yeah, I may have to get some 30-mil rings or something. I'm not 100% sure. The 30-mil I bought might be on my 308. With the SWFA glass I got on it.
All right, copy that. I'll send you some recommendations. They're it might make you throw up a little in your mouth, but they're real good. All right, have a good day. And hey, DDF.
All right, catch you in a bit. WFA.
it's mobile for. WG8KOL.
How you doing today, Tom? K8LAX.
Oh, just the usual work stuff, bouncing all over the city today. How's work going?
I don't have a whole lot going on today. Just working on stuff for the meeting tomorrow. So, kind of a lazy day.
Not much at the shop today.
Oh, I only part-time over there. I kind of took a step back and went primarily on my photography. But they still call me in for all their electrical diagnosis because CAN bus and things along those lines are beyond most people's heads. So that's what they call me in when they can't figure out.
You do diagnostics, okay.
Well, I'm capable of doing a whole lot more, but I had an accident some years ago that really messed up my spine, so the heavy lifting's really been kind of tearing me up, and being I'm still in my early 30s, that's not a good thing, so I've been trying to take care of me a little bit more. Keloid Lima X-ray.
Oh, I know the feeling. I've been busted up since my early 20s.
Well, the insurance and medical system is, well, let's be frank, rubbish. So it's ibuprofen and bourbon, and the bourbon's only on a weekend thing, so.
Oh, no, I've had my right rotator cuff repaired. I got two titanium discs in my neck, and my both hands are all messed up from accidents, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, so you've had your fair share too, which I believe it. I definitely believe it. If I end up getting into the machine a little bit weak, let me know. I'm on the highway headed towards Port Huron, just crossing under the Fred Moore Bridge. So if I start getting in weak, do so, please let me know.
Yeah, you're on the Richmond repeater, that should carry you all the way over there.
Yep, I'm on the Richmond. I just, I've just never tested it out this far north, so I'm not entirely sure where my limits are.
Oh, so you've got a good stretch, believe me. Richmond has got a good stretch.
Well, you are the man to know. Tim really talks up that you know all these machines and where their fringes and limits are, so I will take your absolute word for it.
Yeah, I've been in Marine City sitting on the Richmond machine. And I stretched Richmond all the way up to Yale. So that tells you how good it is.
Yeah, that is a hike. I was in Marine City the other day, and I didn't even bother trying it. I was trying to work on the Bell River machine, and it was confusing the heck out of me. And then someone came back and told me the system's voice-activated. You have to speak before it picks you up. I was really interested by that.
Well, that's probably why I couldn't key it up during our set. I was trying to get into Bell River, and it just wasn't working. So now I know, wait, I wasn't a Volca. Never mind. But they're very close to each other.
She told me that the Avoca machine is also voice activated. They're supposed to be linked, but according to her, the Bell River machine, they don't really talk much because the power supply overheats, so they unlink them.
I can see that is a good reason.
I have to look at the frequency that they said that they were planning on. I don't know who she is or where she stands on the system, but she was saying they were planning on linking the Avoca Greenwood machine to the 440 machine they got up there. I got to look at my radio real quick for the frequency. Stand by. KE8LAX. The frequency on that is 444.9 with a 131.8 tone, KE8LAX.
444.9131, got it. Yep, I need to put it in my CFO. I'll be right back. KE8KGL.
WD8KLL.
Go ahead, Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Hey, good morning. You got Greg here, up and off the Holly repeater. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Just doing a little bit of driving, and I think Tom was trying to put in that Port Huron machine into his VFO. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good here. Just playing radio this morning. Heard you guys out there. Just thought I'd say hello real quick. Call sign is WD8KLO.
I believe the name was Greg. The name here is Dean, and good hearing from you. I always like new people hopping on, especially these systems. They're linked very fast, so. You have an opportunity to talk to new people all the time.
Yeah, nice to meet you. It's a great system for sure. We got it linked up pretty good here. So I'm up in the Flint area and talking off the Holly repeater, which is linked to the FBI network.
KJO, you doubled up. Go ahead.
Hello again. All right, I got a program and I just haven't had a chance to test it out. But I'm also going to get up there. GLL, KCKGL.
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's Greg, WD8KLL.
Yeah, I thought I heard your voice out there, and then we got Dean over there, KE8LAX. How's the weather in Flint doing today? It's a beautiful, balmy 59 degrees here in Flint Township.
Yeah, it's a gloomy, I don't know, I woke up this morning, the ground was wet, so it's still drying out, but it's kind of overcast, gloomy day.
Yeah, it's pretty sunny. We're in Port Huron this area.
You guys doubled.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. I was just saying it's pretty sunny here in the
Fort Huron area. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, you look at that. You're in Fort Huron, and you're still on Richmond, like I said. You've got a big footprint. Go ahead, Greg. KKKQ.
Oh, I'm going to back out of here, guys. I just want to say hello this morning and to hear you out there, Tom. I'm going to back out of here and get some stuff done, but I just want to say hello real quick. WDA-KLL, I'll be clear after you guys.
Seven threes, good talking to you, and hopefully we hear you on the air again soon. This is KLL.
Talk to you probably later in the day. You know I'm always out here. KKKKL. You're getting a little peaking there, Dean, but still audible.
Yeah, the noise floor is getting pretty bad on my end. I'm running medium power. I could bump it up to 50, but I'm probably going to say 7.3 because it's getting pretty bad on the receiver end on my end. I just got off at the substrate exit, so that's cool.
But as always, I throw my call out there. So enjoy the day. 73. Kilo Charlie and Kilo Juliet Oscar.
IAJ Mobile. WAVD via the node. W8FU. What up, Sean? KE8 VSI. Greggy, what's shaking? What's it all about? Been good, haven't heard you in a few.
Yeah, all is well. Just same old, same old. Currently out and about doing some errands. Got a little food. Went to the post office. Now I'm going to the bank and the petrol store. And I think that's about it.
Yep, I'm just on my way home early. I'm going to stop at one of these produce joints and pick some couple of things up. Got about a half mile till I get there. Hey, have you been following? We've been trying to put together a Northeast breakfast. Have you been following the thread?
Yeah, I saw it mentioned. Very cool if that happens. Makes it a little easier. Not that the one in Warren is that difficult. It's just a matter of me remembering and not being too lazy in the morning. But, yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's always going to be there, right? That's a regular Saturday thing, you know, and that's a certain segment. And I think, and then I try to, you know, I wouldn't call it monthly, but I've got a Northwest contingency, and we all try to get together on a somewhat regular basis. Not weekly, but, you know, I guess when we're cooking monthly. And I thought, you know, we should probably try something on the Northeast as well for you and Wally and Tom and Tim and Dave and even I'm guessing if we got something going up that way, even KVAC Dave would be probably game. So we got a bunch of us up to the Northeast that probably enjoy a get together. So that was the thought.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I check at the threads probably every couple of days, so I'll see it if something arises. And I'm definitely game, and I'm sure many others are as well. So, speaking sort of the Discord stuff, KBB, Don, expressed an interest and then I got back with him and said, let's come up with a plan to get him to you. And I haven't heard from him. I called him on the VIOP phone and left a message, but I know we don't all check that. So I'm just curious, how often do you see him? Because I can get him to you.
Well, I need to see him for something else. I've got something I got to get to him. So I'm going to make it a point sometime in the, you know, next little bit to see him. So, yeah, if you were to connect with me and that would probably end up working out. So, you know, like I said, we do a Northwest breakfast, you know, every so often. We're probably due for one in a few weeks. So, but I'll probably see him before that. I'll make it a point. Sometimes when the stars align and I'm not up in Mount Clemens and he comes down the Royal Oak for the office, we get together and have a coffee. We haven't done that in a while, so, you know, something like that could happen if he knows I got your speakers, you know, got those speakers and the digital board I got for him. All right, anyhow, I'm here at Rand Basil's. I'm going to run inside, get my grocery getting done, and I'll be back out here in a bit for the ride home. Unless there's anything else right now, we'll catch you when we get back out. W8FU.
Oh, go do it. I'm going to get petrol, and I'll be back as well. KEA-VSI.
KCKGO, W8V. I'm at the office, WAVD.
I'll be there in 10. See if I can get y'all.
Where it is. Super secret meeting. It is very high level. I'm going to show them how to build an all-star node.
He doesn't have one already?
I don't know. We're building one that he can leave at his house so he can talk to us. We can live at the county line.
Living on the edge.
I like that. Tom lives on the edge.
There was another Michigan Moments or whatever about Memphis I sent to him. I didn't send that one to you. I sent it just to Tom. It was about the big fire of 18-something or other.
Well, Tom said that won't happen anymore. They just get a brand-new fire truck.
Yeah, I get those Michigan Moments things popping up in my feed all the time, and
the two of them, boom, boom, like, you know, one after the other, came up for Memphis. Said, oh.
Where'd you go, Tom? All digital on him?
No, I'm here. I'm just talking to another tech. He's working in Saginaw for me, and he's giving me an update of the trials and tribulations of system conversion. I'll be back in a second. KJKJO.
So, Wally, what time tomorrow, what time is the meeting at National?
I don't know. It sounded like NRO has taken the lead on that, so I will find out here next time I chat with him, or bump him on digital and see if he answers, or maybe he's listening here. Tim, where are you?
Oh, it's not that big a deal. We'll figure it out. But, I mean, I'm guessing an hour before the meeting. What time is the meeting? I think you were a little hot on the mic there, a little fast on the mic. Did you say 7?
Yeah, 7. That's because I'm using the node and I'm not used to slowing down. Yeah, 7 o'clock is the meeting.
Yeah, for some reason I don't remember the time specifically, but I remember him saying an hour before gives you plenty of time, so I'm guessing 6 o'clock at the... at the National there. So it's right there. It's real convenient. They have a broader venue, I think, than Portillo's. So if you can't find something there, you're not trying.
No, I'm game for it. I was just talking to him, I don't know where, probably 5-1 a little bit ago, and he had told me that it had moved. And I said, that's fine, you know, just as long as you knew. And he says, well, everybody's on the queue, so but me. Well, that's probably because when I stepped out.
Yeah, it was just kind of, hey, why don't you and I meet up? And then when I found out they already do that in a rather more convenient location, I said, oh, well, that works. Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't throw Portillo's out there for any reason except for I know we both like it, but there was no particular reason for picking that. And this one on 19 and Garfield's probably a lot more convenient. But 6 o'clock should give me enough time to get home and get changed and, you know, and then get back up there in my car. So should be no problem. I do have something coming in tomorrow. It's a piece of glass, and they've been known to be counterfeited. So Dakota knows them inside out. So I may have to work that into the whole grand scheme of things. But he's working until I think 4 tomorrow, so it's not like he's got. He won't be late, so he won't be anywhere near our lunch. So that's all got to happen earlier.
Oh, very good. All good. All right, yeah, that'll work out good. So, all righty. I got to let you go. I got a couple emails I have to send out here for work, so I will chat with you a little bit later. I'll be mobile here in about an hour. W-A-B-D.
All righty. Knock it out. I'm just mobile and home here. W8FU.
Well, I got petrol, but not money. The ATM guy was doing his maintenance. KE8BSI.
I had just jumped over to P25 to say, let's not forget P25. And John had responded to me and, right when you bopped in there. But, I got my goods from Randazzo's, so I'm on my way home. I got plenty to eat, but my wife didn't have anything because I got a bunch of really good leftovers. And so I'm all set, but I stopped and got her something she likes from there. and some blue cheese stuffed olives and a few other odds and ends. Because yum.
Yep, roger that. We eat well because we can.
I'm trying to remember what else I got. I got a couple of Golden Delicious apples, because they look good. I got my wife's fettuccine, chicken fettuccine that she likes in there. And I got my olives. What the hell else did I get? Oh, ground pork, that's right. I need ground pork to beef up a soup. There we go. Now I know everything I went there for.
Well, there you go. Maybe when you get home, you'll be home for the night. That's always good. Yeah, I go to the ATM, I don't know, once every several months. I don't really use much cash anymore. But it seems like the last few times I've gone there, the maintenance guy was there. It's like, what are the odds of that? How often do they maintain that thing or empty it or fill it or whatever? And it's always when I'm going. So I got gas right next door where I can see it, but even after tippy-topping my tank and taking my sweet old time, he still wasn't done. So I guess it's another time.
Huh, yeah, that is coincidental, unless it's a particularly troublesome ATM. So tell me, does your ATM dispense anything smaller than 20s? That drives me up the wall. I know some ATMs are now dispensing 10s and 5s, if you, I think, specify. I don't know how it works, but, you know, mine always dispense in 20s, and everything I need cash for is always... normally what I need cash for is like a Facebook Marketplace, you know, deal, front porch pickup, you know, and you just got to leave the money and there's no change. So, you know, it's $50 always, you know, and you get 60 out of the ATM, you know. So it doesn't matter what the amount is, I'm always running into a snag. You know, and I try to keep a little bit on me, but then I use it here or there, and then I don't get around to going back because it's so easy to use my card. But just, if nothing else, should keep 2 5s, a 10 on me. And then that way, no matter what I have to pull from the ATM, I can make the grade.
Take a look at the ATMs. If it's an NCR ATM, they usually do multiples. But if it's a people, they only do 20s.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think mine will do 10s, maybe 5s. I know it asks you what you want. There's this little formula box that comes up. But I usually either get 100s or 20s, and I hate $50 bills, so I shy away from that. But I'm the same as you. If all I've got is big bills on me, I immediately go break it somewhere. I want change for whatever reason. You know, little things come up where you need the ones and twos or fives and tens. So I like to have, you know, all the things in my wallet. You know, sometimes you're at a restaurant and you want to leave and there's the waitress ain't around. You know, it's okay if you just leave the money and go. But if you're not close on it, then you got to wait anyway. Things like that.
Well, I didn't catch what Tom said. How would I know which one without literally walking up to it looking? It just seems like everywhere I do my banking, I'm at a credit union, and it seems like no matter which one I go to, they're 20s only. So I'd like to find one. I wish there was one that would do 5s and 10s. But, yeah, if you keep a 10, a 5, and 5 ones on you, you know, you can make just about anything with the rest. I don't get anything but 20s. I can't get 50s or 100s or 5s or 10s. So, you know, I got no choice whatsoever. It's multiples of 20, period, end of story. And it never, ever is convenient for me. So, hey, whatever. We're getting to a point where even individuals can easily swap money. I didn't have any cash. I went to a... I went to a event on Saturday. Hold on a sec here. I went to an event on Saturday, and it had an open bar, and so I got a drink, but I wanted to tip the waitress, and I didn't have any cash on me. And I asked her, I says, I go, you got, you know, Venmo or Cash App? She goes, yeah, I got Cash App. So I was able to tip her with Cash App. So that's kind of cool. You know, we're getting increasingly to the point where we can do things that way. Tom?
KCK Joe. Well, since you have a credit union, they use old-style ATMs or older ATMs. But, like for mine, you know, I have a regular banking institution. And some of them I roll up. If it's a Diebold machine, I can only get 20s out. But if it's an NCR machine, it says it right on their NCR. Usually the NCR machines have the 10s and the 20s and the 50s and the 100s. But credit unions, they're using old-school ATMs, and I haven't seen one. Even Genesis doesn't have anything fancy like that.
Yeah, I usually go to the Comerica on the corner here. I'm not sure if it's Diebold or NCR. Must be NCR if what you say is true, because it does offer, I know, at least 20s, 50s, and 100s, and I'm assuming it goes lower than that. And then, Sean, you could probably go to any ATM, go to a Comerica, but the problem is, what do they charge you to use an off-network ATM, and is it worth it?
Well, I have no idea. That's a thing, too. So I know I can use just about any credit union, but I've yet to find one that has the change. So anyhow, I got to get through this turn signal here. I have a road rager behind me that was trying to cut me off in the left turn lane, and so I got to pay attention so as not to cause more road rage.
And I just pulled up in front of Wally's place, so I'll catch you guys when I come back out. KCKJL73 for now.
I saw Wally on the Who Cares All-Star Hub dashboard yesterday. So if you guys are tinkering, you can. I'll be monitoring there. And yeah, take care of the idiot, Sean. Get out of his way or whatever you need to do. I'm just sitting at my desk. KE8VSI.
Yeah, we're coming up to a light here at the intersection, and you know, everybody's getting into the left turn lane. You gotta get in a little early. This guy decides to get in way earlier than Florida. So now he's cutting off all the people that are trying to get in, you know, with the flow of traffic in the left turn lane. And now he's mad because, you know, because I'm trying to get in with the rest of the traffic that's going in, you know, and he's decided to get in way, way ahead of the intersection, you know, and cut me off. So anyhow, perhaps he's calmed down, but maybe he's just waiting to make the left and, you know, and get cheesy with me, in which case I'll blow him a kiss. That usually causes the blood vessels in their forehead to pop.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Nope, seems to be hanging back, so I think they cooled off and realized the error of their ways. So they had a knee-jerk reaction to traffic doing what traffic does, and I think they realize now that they're out of line. Anyhow, so all is good. Moving smoothly here. But I should check around. I should go to a few ATMs and see, you know, not only if there's any credit unions that have, you know, the, I wonder if that'd be a good one to put, what's the name of that local neighborhood thing? I forget what they call it. Maybe post it there. Anybody know of any ATMs with the following credentials?
Oh, the Nextdoor app, yeah, maybe. I don't know how many people pay attention to that. There's got to be some people. I remember back in the day when we operated with a lot more cash. If I got all 20s, and I remember that's all you could get was 20s, and that's all I had, first thing I would do is I'd just go buy a candy bar or something, and so I would have the proper change. because I'm like I said, I'd like to have all that with me. So, but it's few and far between now, but still happens. So, you do need it.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you really got to, you do that. It's just a pain, right? But I think the last thing I needed to do, the last one was I had something I had to pick up. I think it was that transfer switch when I upgraded my generator and I went to the bigger transfer switch. I knew I was going to need an oddball amount I didn't have. And I had to go to a store and buy myself a pop or something like that. So, yeah, you're right. That's the way you can do it.
Yeah, and then if I'm ever traveling, I like to have a bunch of singles and even a couple of extra fives for tips at the airport and shuttles and stuff like that. And like you said, once in a while you hit a cash bar, even if it's not a cash, even if it's an open bar, you still want to leave a tip. So that's another thing that happens.
I should probably just start leaving cash tips, and then that way it'll require me to always have, you know, $50 in assorted change on me to, you know, for tip at the car wash, tip at a restaurant, you know, tip here, tip there, just continuously keep singles and fives and tens, you know, in my pocket. But I kind of add the tip to the card now, and I think it's better if you just pay it. Although, aren't they eliminating tips for tips on servers in Michigan? Isn't that proposed, or is that a thing?
I believe it's been done. I'm not sure when it takes effect, though, but I'm not positive on either one of those. So, but in any case, you know, yeah, a server is always like, you know, the cash, because then it's completely unreported. So there's that, too.
I know there's the federal one that we were talking about some months ago. I think you're right, that one went through. But that has all sorts of conditions and, you know, under this much, but not more than that much, and just these weird conditions and stuff, whereas the, my bonehead move. I forgot that I can't get into my street from this. I can't get into my street from this because they've got it all under construction. I'm going to have to cut out the mile road coming from the south. But anyhow, and then I think the one that's being proposed, I think, is a just a total, you know, no tax on tips, period, top to bottom, across the board, no bins, maxes, or anything.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that. So, all right, well, that'd be cool, too. Yeah. You know, why all the stipulations? If you're going to do it, just do it, you know. It's just weird. And then you talk to Europeans and whatnot. Our tip culture is just out of hand. I mean, even in the last few years, you know, you go to a place and pick up your order, everybody wants a tip for this, that, and heck, I'd be surprised if there ain't a tip jar at the 7-Eleven. It's just gotten out of hand, so I don't know. I'm used to it. We're used to it as Americans, but people that travel to Europe from here get weirded out by not leaving a tip, and then Europeans come here and they don't even know what to do.
Yeah, tip culture is a lot like daylight savings. Everybody wants it gone. And I wish they were just, you know, but the problem is you got to pay them, you know. You got to pay them, a good, you know, decent wage. And, you know, now the ones that are working in very exotic restaurants where they, have very rich clientele, they probably, you know, say, you never pay me enough to make up for the tips. And, I got another traffic thing. Got a bus trying to turn in and can't make the turn, so blocking the whole street. But I think in a perfect world, they would just pay them a wage, a good salary, and then eliminate that whole ridiculous tip culture. I can't stand it.
Yep, I agree. But yeah, you're right on the high end stuff. Yeah, they'd have to pay them an insane amount because they could definitely get tipped well. And that's another thing. Even, you know, I'll occasionally go to a real nice restaurant, and it's insane when you see what you're tipping, and you're going, well, did they do more than the girl at Denny's? They usually do. I mean, you got a team there, you know, working, you know, to get, you know, your food and clean up and plates and this and that and bar service and all that. But sometimes you just go, wow, that's a lot.
Yep. Well, I think I tip fairly well. You know, I mean, that's everybody's opinion, but I tip fairly well. And, you know, I would still rather not. I would still rather they make, you know, good wages and I don't have to. But while we have tip culture, I'm good with it. I do get a little, like you were saying, I do get a little kind of panties in a bunch over, you know, you walk into a place and they, it's a carry out, you know, and there's very little work involved. And, you know, they're expecting, I give a couple of bucks, you know, I generally tip pretty weak when I do that, which I feel bad, but it's like, come on, man, it's carry out.
Yeah, and that I feel the same way. The thing is, you go, wait a minute, they're not making the server wage. They're making minimum wage or better. So, you know, there's a line to be drawn there. The servers are not making minimum wage. They're making server wages, which is way, way, way less. So that's, of course, you know, I like to tip well, as you know, as you do. But the other ones, it's like they're getting that on top of a normal wage. So now, like at a car wash, yeah, if they're going the extra mile and scrubbing little spots and drying your car off real good and all that, I have no problem tipping there. Hopefully you get a little extra for it, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's completely 100% automated, and what are you leaving a tip for? So it's like, yeah, it gets weird.
Well, you know what, Greg? We have to enjoy these first world problems while we still can. And, oh, that's weird. I got a walnut, black walnut, is in the handle of my mailbox. So a squirrel must have climbed up here on top of my mailbox, tried to rat hole a black walnut away on the handle to my mailbox.
Oh, that's a weird one. Unless it's overhanging and it just fell in that spot. That would be weird as well. I'm glad you got to your house. Sounded like you had to go through a lot of hoops. I'd hunker down for a while.
It wasn't too bad. I remembered as soon as I turned on to the half mile that it was closed. I went, oh, and so I just took the first street and ran it back out to the mile road. Came in from below, so...
All right, well, very good. And I'll let you get in and get settled. Tom, go ahead. KEVSI.
Okay, I'm just playing with Wally's note here, creating a new project. Take it easy, Sean, 73. Greg, 73. KCKGL.
All right, and my battery died on my handheld. I just got into the house and turned on the radio inside, but I'm going to get in here and get changed and unloaded. Catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
Sounds good. KE8BSI.
Thank you.
N8, who do you have?
Do you want to stay alive?